Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hooray, it's Monday. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. We're going to do this for the next 2 weeks. We get the posh lady from Radio 4 to read out your texts and emails on Dear Scott. So anything you want to send in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll do our best. Right, here's the first one we got.
Subject, nuns. It's all your fault. Last night I managed to fall asleep during your show and had the most interesting dream ever.
Right, so they fell asleep during our show. Now we're on between 4 and 7 normally. Maybe we're asleep.
Maybe they work night.
Maybe.
About nuns in lingerie. It was, yeah, interesting.
Okay, that's because we were talking about nuns, right? We didn't talk about nuns in lingerie, did we? Oh, we were asking about hot nuns because of that website. What was it called?
There was that Italian priest who was going to run that nun beauty contest, but he's pulled it now.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
There's a nun beauty pageant. So we asked.
I missed all of this.
No, you were at the cricket, I think. We asked for hot nuns to text in, that's why.
Did you get any?
None. Not one.
Oh,
not one.
Was that...
Also, Slash was there explaining there was a beauty contest, only he had your voice. Talking about a nun beauty contest.
Okay. Why was Slash there?
Did you talk about him as well?
No.
Right.
Not once.
I think the moral of the story is not to fall asleep during your shows, because you give people stupid dreams. Love you, Scott. Andy, 17, Fareham.
Well, thanks very much, Andy. We have said this before, do not fall asleep during things, especially Sky News, because you have really weird dreams. Right, next.
Name, unofficialmills.co.uk.
Ah.
Subject, I'm writing to you because you're well known for your amazing relationship and dating advice. Lol. Jono, the geek who runs your fan site, fancies the lady off of Radio 4. Do you think he's in with a chance?
She's making them up again.
Do you think it's her again?
Yeah. Also, since when did a posh lady from Radio 4 say amazing like she said it?
I think it was the way it was spelled.
Oh, was it? Okay,
amazing.
Right.
And since when have you been known for your amazing relationship advice?
Never.
Last week you spent the entire week telling freshers to break up with them.
I don't believe this one.
Okay.
Also, he's going to uni soon too. Is this the right time to start a relationship?
No. Really not. Sorry to break it to you like that, Jono, but... No.
So the geek that runs your fan site, you're now trying to break up his relationship as well?
He hasn't got a relationship yet. He's trying to get it on the posh Radio 4 lady.
Right. So why start?
P.S. Can the Radio 4 lady wish him happy birthday? He's 20 today.
So that's Jono of Unofficial Mills, 20 today. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jono.
Yes, I can.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, babe. Oh. XX.
Babe!
That's a bit wrong.
I think he'd like that again.
Yes, I can. Happy birthday, babe. XX.
Yeah. You just know he's going to clip that. It's going to be all over a website. Next.
Subject. Hello. Hi, Scott. It's Layla. Remember me? Ha ha. How are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, my word.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Now, this is a girl called Layla who must have been a couple of years ago now.
Mm.
Developed a little bit of a thing about me, has to be said.
Did a whole FHM shoot about you.
She did do an FHM thing, yeah. Where she... Do you know about this, Becky? She appeared with not many clothes on in FHM, saying that she possibly thought that she was the girl for me.
Didn't turn out that way.
Really ever happened.
No.
So, we never really even chatted, to be honest. But she seems to be back. Can you keep an eye on that one? Thanks. Oh, God.
Subject. Freshers Week. Hi, Scott. Love the show, lol. I was listening to a podcast where you were saying about Freshers Week and what goes on then, and was wondering, what does go on? My older brother is starting uni and I'm worried.
Well, it's just, I mean, I've not been to university myself, but Chappers has, and he'll tell you what exactly goes on.
Oh, well, it's just lots of getting to know each other. I think making new friends.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun, yeah.
Getting to know each other. That's
should be,
right.
Yeah, it should be the tagline for Freshers Week.
Love you all. Heart smileys. Claire, Northern Ireland. Lots of X's.
Nothing to worry about, Claire. You'll just be getting to know a few people. That's all.
P.S. The Radio 4 lady is amazing. Not added by the Radio 4 lady.
Oh, no.
Winking smiley.
Yeah, whatever she's doing. That's a double bluff now.
Yeah.
Next.
Name, Tom Hopkins. Message, hi, Scott. I recently saw a video on YouTube of you playing darts against Bobby George. Yeah, I know, that was filmed months ago. Anyway, at the moment, I'm on a low point when it comes to playing darts, and I feel that playing you, or Justin Lee Collins, in a game of darts would give me a boost of confidence. Why, you ask? Well, I'd wipe the floor with you, or JLC. So, how about it? I'm awaiting your reply. Thanks. Tom in Ulford, brackets, that's near Mablethorpe.
Well, brilliant. Why do you want to play me at darts?
To get his confidence back.
Because you're rubbish and he wants to feel better about himself.
Actually, this is quite a good idea. For sportsmen who are suffering career confidences, we could hire you out to play them. So let's say like a fast bowler at cricket is struggling to recapture his 90-mile-an-hour form. We could put you in the net and have him bowl 90 miles an hour at you.
By the end of the day, he'll feel so much better.
He'll feel a lot better. This is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can make some money as well.
It would boost your confidence, I have to say.
It would also make some great videos.
Yeah. Next.
Name, Peter. Message, Dear Scott. Having been a regular listener to your show for the past 2 years, including the times you've covered for the Roly-Poly Man, I feel I know your radio personality quite well.
Well, thank you.
I sometimes check the Radio 1 web pages, and I've noticed that there's no reference to your relatively new team member, Becky. There is, however, a short note about Chappers, including a picture.
Yep. Yeah, there's nothing really about you on the website at the moment. Is that out of choice, or do we haven't been asked, have we?
No, it's because I'm in charge of it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel a bit weird writing about myself. That's the sort of thing you'd do.
Would you like would you like someone else to do it for you?
Yes, please.
Would you?
Yes.
Do you want me to do it?
No!
Yeah, you do.
I'm sorry, I missed that bit, because the one that doesn't speak is a Liverpool fan, wants Robbie Keane to take some shots against you. That's
no.
A football joke, you won't get it.
No, I don't get it. All I remember is I had balls flying on my nose before
from Paul Robinson. Yeah.
And it wasn't fun.
He went to a Spurs training session.
Yeah.
Not from Neighbours.
No, well, not the book
from Neighbours. Why would I have a book? Why would balls fly out my nose from Paul Robinson off Neighbours?
Don't let her answer that.
Four. Next.
Since Becky is now a permanent addition, can we find out a little about her? It would be nice to put a face to the voice. I hear she's from Somerset.
Yeah.
I'm from there. Taunton, in fact. Peter. Taunton, XX.
You probably know each other anyway, then.
That's my brother.
No need. Next.
Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady read out my email last week about smiley faces. I was wondering if you would let me have 2 emails in a row read out.
Well, it looks like we have.
Anyway, this week I would like to ask Chappers a question, as I feel he's usually left out in your correspondence, and I don't want him to feel left out.
That's a really good idea, actually.
No, it's fine. I totally agree with you.
Okay, here we go.
I heard you trying to sing like Britney dancing, which I thought was amazing, by the way. You were almost as good as her. Any chance you'll be going on tour soon? I'm sure loads of people would pay good money to see you. Keep up the good work. Matt, Darby, XX, smiley.
I think there's no need for sarcasm, is there?
I don't know. I think Matt was being...
I don't think he was at all.
Oh. If you haven't seen that video yet, then we played some clips of what's believed to be Britney Spears' microphone, and only her microphone, when she was doing a gig in Vegas, I think it was. And then Chappers said that it would be easy to dance and sing that well. And you can see the fruits of his labour at Radio 1 Online. BBC.co.uk.
It was a bit of a struggle.
/Radio 1. It was a bit of a struggle. It's good, though. Have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, it was Becky's boyfriend's birthday at the weekend. She made him a nice cake. Mm-hmm. Not a bomb, as the people from the supermarket online thought, from the ingredients that she ordered.
But it was just an admin error.
Just a simple cake, an admin error, and they apologised. And also, I understand he got a really good present.
He did. No, bless him. His mum, his actual present hadn't arrived by the time we went round there for lunch yesterday.
Okay.
So his mum had got him a present that he could open in the meantime.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a huge shirt.
Like this wide.
Like a
darts player's shirt.
Yes. It was massive.
How did he feel when he opened that?
Well, he pulled the face of like, oh, thank you very much. And I just couldn't stop laughing. Even his dad started laughing, which was quite funny.
Was it massive?
Yeah, but she got it in the sale, but it was just huge.
But it was only something for him to open until his actual present
came.
Yeah,
no, it was. Yeah, 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 it was. But it looked ridiculous.
Did he then have to put it on?
Yes.
And then so he had to sit there for tea, sat there in like in a marquee. Yeah.
It had these little things on the shoulders, like epaulette things.
No, nice. Military's very in this season. Yeah.
What?
This is going to go. They're really awful. And then I looked at you, and your pink hoodie appears to have them on as well.
It's not pink, it's red.
So maybe it was really fashionable. It's salmon. Wearing a salmon hoodie with epaulettes.
Look, if we're going to get into what we wear at this time of the morning, seriously, we could do a whole show on this. How many times are you allowed to wear tracksuit bottoms, do you think? If we're doing five shows a week, how many... Like, I mean, is there a rule on this?
With or without washing them.
Yeah. You think twice? Twice or three times?
Three. I think you're all right with three times.
I think three's fine.
As long as
you're wearing pants.
Yes. Yeah. As long as it's fresh underwear every day.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's happy with his present. That's nice. Do people... Are they just a bit insensitive with this, or are they doing it on purpose, do you think? For instance, my uncle, last Christmas, we always go around there on Christmas Day afternoon, and we do, like, another present opening session. My mum bought him a nasal hair trimmer. Now, what's she saying about him there?
Maybe she's just being practical.
Well, yeah, is she being insensitive, or did she do that on purpose?
Well, did he need a nasal hair trimmer?
Yeah.
There you go.
To be honest, he's been sprouting for a few years.
Oh.
Not coming out of his ears yet, though.
That'll happen.
When do... Really?
No, it normally does. As if it starts coming out your nose, it'll then come out your ears.
How? Really? Okay, I didn't know that. I thought, like, it starts coming out of your ears when you're, like, 70 or something.
Well,
or
is it your uncle around that age?
No, he's about 55.
Oh, all right,
started early.
Yeah.
Also, I can say this now because, obviously, they're not together anymore. My mum's ex-husband, right, won Christmas... Have I told you this before?
No, I don't think so.
Right, so I'm like, okay, Christmas Day. Yep, looks like a book, quite hard, okay. Dale Winton's autobiography.
Right.
Now, what's he trying to say?
What's wrong with that?
Well, he actually backed it up by saying, well, I just thought you two have got a lot in common. He actually said that. Now, I took that quite personally. I was actually quite offended.
Presenters, lottery, orange. Makes sense to me.
I don't know, I think that was a little bit insensitive. So hi, John, if you're listening, thanks for that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, you know what happens when someone says something a bit hooah, like Cliff does here, talking about Elvis.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him.
Then that's when you get in contact with me for innuendo bingo. Quite a few people have actually... got in contact about this one, which was on Saturday morning, I think. When was it on?
BBC News.
BBC News. This is a good one. Thanks to everyone that pointed this one out.
And the Ryder Cup, you know, is staged here in 6 years' time, so with enough practice, and if Europe find themselves short, I could be available.
Thanks for your patience, Mark.
Mike Bushell, BBC News, Glen Eagles.
Doesn't matter how long it takes, when it finally goes in the hole, it's a very special feeling.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you to everyone that spotted that one on Saturday morning. I got loads of emails about that.
Doesn't matter how long it takes. When it finally goes in the hole, it's a very special feeling.
Uh-huh.
He's right. Radio 1
Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Rachel from Newcastle.
Hey, Rachel. We're just talking about really insensitive presents. What you got?
Well, my lovely sister bought me a cellulite buster for Christmas.
A cellulite buster?
Yeah.
What's she trying to say? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I know. She says I'm fat, but I'm thinner than her.
What is a cellulite buster? How does that work?
It's a battery-powered thing, and you switch it on, and you're supposed to put it to your thighs, and it massages them, and it's supposed to get rid of the cellulite.
I'm not being funny. Are you sure it's a cellulite buster?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe she bought it you in the hope that then she could borrow it.
Yeah, that would be it.
I don't know. It was about 8 years ago. I don't think I've ever forgiven her, really.
No. No, I mean, you don't, do you? If someone buys you a cellulite buster, what are you supposed to do?
I was very upset. I'm scared.
Yeah. Have you told her this?
Yes, about 2 years ago. I think I brought it up when I was drunk once.
Excellent. Yeah, well, you've got to say it. You've got to get out there.
She can't remember buying me it, she says.
Yeah. Okay, then. I love you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
There's a There's a text here from someone. It doesn't say who it's from. She said she asked her boyfriend for a hint what the present was going to be, and he said to her that she would love it and it would make her look good. So she thought she was getting a Tiffany bracelet when, in fact, she got a treadmill. Now, do you not think she realised that when she saw it wrapped up?
Ooh. I'll give it a shake.
I'm not sure I can fit this on my arm.
Yeah, they're a bit bulky treadmills.
Yeah.
You'd know, wouldn't you? Hi, Nick.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Manchester.
What are you saying?
Well, a few years ago now, my girlfriend's dad's partner bought her some Weight Watchers chocolates for Christmas.
That is insensitive, don't you think?
It could have been quite appropriate at the time, but it wasn't really.
Were you saying it was appropriate or it wasn't?
No, not really.
Oh, it wasn't now, okay.
Yeah.
Right, but it might have been when you said it 5 seconds ago.
Well, yeah, maybe 5 seconds ago, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right, I see what you've done. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Good morning, it's the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, what's the kidding?
It's our quiz. Three situations. You just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, I've missed our what's occurring. Now, this is series 2, because we did it last time we did Mars' show. Who won the last series? Can anyone remember? Was it you or Becky?
I think it was me.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it all went a bit wrong at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, no, Chappers thought he'd won, but actually he hadn't.
Right, this time we're going to play properly, OK?
How's that going to happen? Right, how are we going to play properly?
There's not going to be any of this double or nothing nonsense, right? It's just going to be straight down the line.
OK.
All right?
Right, so what happens if we tie?
I haven't worked that out yet.
Yeah, exactly.
One that doesn't speak just...
Given right? up.
Just spat his toast out.
I think it's a bit early for him. OK, so... we've got three situations here. You can play along on the way to work as well if you like. 81199, let me know how many you got right. Just a guessing game, really, what's occurring. Are you ready for your first ting?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see X Factor on Saturday night?
No.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
You didn't, oh dear. Now...
is that the first point?
No, with that in mind... with that in mind, here's your question. How many times does Simon Cowell say the word bananas in Saturday Night's X Factor?
Bananas? What? Oh. You're not at much of a disadvantage here, Becky, to be honest. I think... three.
You think three?
Yeah.
Becky?
One.
You think one?
Hmm. Why do you say it three times?
Yeah, in one episode. Okay, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many times does Simon Cowell say the word bananas in Saturday's episode of X Factor?
Did you like them, Simon?
You came in with the personality of two bananas, like nothing.
I'm just saying what I thought. I like him... I'm not sure about your choice.
Saying a banana tastes like a banana.
I shut up.
Go on, Chappers!
Come on!
What's his sudden fascination with bananas?
I don't know.
Why would you mention bananas three times
Maybe
in one episode?
Maybe he's on a health kick.
Maybe he is. That's weird. Anyway.
I am on fire.
Three was the correct answer, so it's Chappers one, Becky zero.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, she's got a right face on her after that one.
It's all this, like, oh, you're not going to be at a disadvantage, when actually you'd sat there and watched it six times hoping that it would appear on Omar's
That's right,
declaring.
There. I took notes on X Factor just in case a question cropped up.
About how many times you said bananas. Because it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, next. You know Max off One Extra?
Mm-hmm.
Sexy lady.
Yeah.
She is doing Greg James's show before us in the mornings this week because Greg's on his holidays. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got Max to do Carry On Singing. You know that thing where we play a bit of a song and then you have to carry on and you think you know the words, but you probably don't. You go... blah, 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 blah. So... we've got
what song was that?
Don't know. We played Max three big tunes. But what do you think?
How many would she be able to carry on?
Uh-huh.
I'd say all three, because she's great.
You're saying all three, okay. Becky?
Two.
You think two.
What? Nothing. I can't have the same as you.
Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Max off of Early Breakfast and One Extra doing Carry On Singing, track one. Standing in the way of
control. La 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 la. Oh yeah. Yeah. Standing in the way of control.
Oh my God.
She sounds a bit out of breath.
Right, I don't think she knows that one. just a hunch.
Is that not one?
I don't know. It really isn't. She didn't follow any kind of tune. She has never heard that song before in her life. That was useless. That's definitely not one. Track two. Oh, God. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
No, she's never heard Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I think I may have misjudged her.
Yeah, maybe you have.
I think you just thought she'd do well because you fancy her.
Mm. No, that's not true.
So, that's none so far. Here's track three of Max off One Extra.
I don't hold out high hopes for track three.
Carry on
either.
Singing. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. Oh, God.
No way.
No, 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 no. Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that da-da-da-da-da. I'm the kind of guy that would cheat on you. I'm the kind of guy that would take you out for dinner and expect you to pay the bill.
I don't think she's heard any songs that aren't R&B.
I don't think she's even trying.
I don't think she's heard any songs ever.
Did she have a bad date over the weekend or something? I'm the guy who would take you out for dinner but make you pay the bill.
Right, so I kind of make that one all, really, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
Come on, Becky, you're back in the game. Good. Well, that was Max's Carry On Singing. Let's move on to situation number three. You know Shaggy?
I do know Shaggy, yeah.
Mr.
Not
Bombastic, Fantastic Lover.
That's him.
Not personally. Mr. Bombastic!
Love him.
But you got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No. Ladies wasn't love me. Him. They love him, the ladies. Do you know who's the biggest fan of Shaggy? The Shagmeister. The Shagman.
I know, I've no idea who the biggest fan of the Shagman is.
Sarah Cox.
Really?
Yeah. She loves him.
Does she?
Yep.
I never knew that from all the years of knowing her.
Oh, yeah.
But she keeps that well hidden.
Here's my question to you on Oh, What's Occurring. If Shaggy, the Shagman, the Shagmeister, actually called up Sarah Cox, not just clips, himself calling up Sarah Cox, how long would she stay on the phone for? Becky.
20 seconds.
You're saying 20 seconds?
Oh.
Chappers.
5 seconds. She's a lovely girly, Sarah, but I just kind of think she'd think somebody was winding her up.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Shaggy calling Sarah Cox.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Shaggy!
You, babe.
It's Shaggy here. Can you feel the rush? No, you're still a sexy lady, though.
Who is it?
Shaggy! You know you will always be my angel, right, Sarah? Love me, love me.
That's quite good, actually.
You're better than old Carolina.
29 seconds. Go on, Becky.
Yes!
Oh! What's occurring?
So she clearly thought that was her boyfriend doing an impression of Shaggy.
Is that? I was going to ask who she thought it was, because she does say,
"Hiya,
is that you, babe?"
Yeah. Listen.
Love me, love me.
That's quite good, actually.
Now that kind of makes you think, how often, you know, like, per week, let's say, does her bloke
half
phone up and go,
love me, love me.
How often does that does that happen regularly?
Oh, dear.
So, that was Oh, What's Occurring, and it's Becky, 2-1 today. So well done, Becky. You poured it back. Lastminute.com.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you like that?
Yes, that was a pleasant surprise.
Again.
Oh, what's occurring?
Love me, love me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
What's your problem?
You've just opened your breakfast, that's all.
Yep.
Smoked salmon and scrambled eggs, I say.
I've changed.
Yeah, you keep it real.
Yeah.
You got a glass of champagne with that. Bucks Fizz.
Scouting for Girls are coming next. Eric Pridge is coming up as well. Just played Katy Perry. Guess what?
What?
Next week, we've got loads of big guests coming in. We're doing this show for 2 weeks because Chris is off.
Mm-hmm.
Some people on the text saying he's working on a secret BBC project.
Oh, right.
Wow. So he's not on holiday. He's not playing computer games at home for 2 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah. What could that be, huh? Exciting.
So is Katy Perry then coming in? Is that what you were trying to imply?
Yes, she is. Oh, yeah.
When?
Wednesday.
That was like you were being told that.
I knew that. Wednesday she's coming in.
This one, next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Also, we've got Jonas Brothers coming in. Oh, the girls are going to love that.
Tuesday.
That's on Tuesday. Jonas Brothers on Tuesday.
Okay.
Or as I call them, Joe Bro.
Right. But Katy Perry Wednesday.
And there's a girl coming in from that new Disney film that they're in. It's a bit like High School Musical called Camp Rock. I'm not sure how camp it is, but we'll find out when they come in.
And there's a girl coming in from Camp Rock.
Yeah, she's like the lead in Camp Rock. It's going to be amazing.
What's she
She's coming in with Joe Bro.
What's she called?
Helen.
Demi.
Demi.
Not more.
And then, later on in the week, probably.
What?
When's New Kingdom? Oh, it's
Monday.
Monday? Next Monday?
Who?
New Kids on the Block. Ask your mum. Seriously?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. They're back. And they're coming in on Monday.
Thank God you're fully clued up about next week.
So, Monday is New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Tuesday is Katy...
Joe Bro.
And Helen. Tuesday's Joe Bro and Helen from Camp Rock. And
Wednesday
is... is Katy Perry.
Okay.
So listen for our big guest next week on Radio 1 when you wake up.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Jonty's been on with some breaking news from Cambridge. Mm. Boots Cambridge completely sold out of cherry chapsticks.
Wow.
Probably because of Katy Perry.
Well, I would imagine.
Did he just go in there and try and buy a...
Can't think of anything else that they might have sold out of cherry chapstick for.
Did he just go in and try and buy a load or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Jonty. Let us know if cherry chapsticks are sold out in your area. I feel a bit sorry for Katy Perry, actually.
Why?
Well, because of that song. It's like, everywhere she goes, you know, all the promo she must be doing, like, for a song and stuff. Oh, kiss this girl. Oh, kiss this girl. It must be terrible. And kiss girls all the time.
Mm.
Like, for instance, if you look at Daily Mirror, page 17 today... She's kissing an old woman.
Is she?
Yeah, it's a girl, but not really what most people would have in mind, I don't think.
No, that's not the image you think of when you hear the song, is it?
Katy Perry happily puckered up to the grey-haired granny Anne Hudson. Is it her gran or just a random granny?
No, a random granny.
All right. See, that must get old. Oh, good, another girl to kiss. Anyway, so we'll be getting her to kiss some girls next week.
Will we?
On Radio 1. Well, everyone else is doing it. Why can't we? Also,
are you going to dress up as a girl so you get a kiss off her?
Good, no, really not. Demi Lovato is the name of the girl that I called Helen, who is coming in from Camp Rock next week with Joe Bro.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Okay, Neil in London kind of got Dale Winton's autobiography, sort of. Well, he got his CD, actually. Dale's Disco Divas. From his mum. Yeah, that's the same.
Did you get that as well?
No, I didn't. No,
you just didn't get Dale Disco Divas.
Just the book.
Right.
However, if anyone's listening from my family... Oh, Christmas is coming up. God. Hello.
Hello, it's Kay.
Hi, Kay. Where are you today?
I'm in Leeds.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Have you had one of those presents where you go, okay, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What?
A couple of years ago, I got the Alex Park CD.
Right, right. She
and
was the one.
The only reason for that is that I'm gay.
Right, who got that for you, please?
One of my friends got it for me. I mean, I didn't even watch the TV series or anything.
Alex Parks was the girl that won Fame Academy a few years ago.
I couldn't even remember the name of this programme.
Right, so your friend thought, okay, Alex Parks, lesbian, K, lesbian.
Yeah.
Yep, let's get her the CD.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it any good?
All lesbians like Alex Parks.
And they thought, what? So they thought, oh, she'll like that.
Mm.
Yeah, she'll like Alex Parks. All lesbians do.
It's rubbish as well.
Is it? Yeah, she never lived up to the rest of that first single, did she? I can't really remember what it was called.
No, I don't remember it.
Oh, well.
And your friend stopped there. She didn't buy you any others?
No.
Right. Like what?
Katy Perry,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she'd like that one. She likes kissing girls. She'll like that. Right, I love you, Kay.
I love you too.
It's 8:54 on Radio 1.
I've got some innuendo bingo to come.
Excellent.
KD Lang, that's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, I've got some more innuendo bingo,
right.
Which is from local radio, but also delves into your past.
Right, okay.
Wait, yeah?
Okay.
Which, well, we won't do now. I think it's so good, I'll use it as a tease for after nine.
Okay.
Okay? Oh, we'll do one now.
Okay.
We'll do one now.
What, so I just press this?
Just press that button there.
Oh, my
God, I hate this kind of thing. Okay.
Well, that's just about it for me. Back for breakfast tomorrow between 6 and 10 with the third clue on our treasure hunt. And Scott will give you another one a bit later today.
You were. So we're just having some innuendos in the studio today.
We were just trying to think of special things you could do on the radio, and we thought maybe an innuendo day would
be
a possibility.
Good. And we could say, if you spot any innuendos the programme, please whip them out.
No, seriously.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, where's that from?
That's from a radio station I used to work at in Bristol. Well,
that's the first question. Secondly, how long have you been doing the innuendo feature for? I mean, there's nothing like new material, but how many years ago was that?
So I say, whip them out. Yeah, that was a while ago now, as right. You can tell by my voice.
And how posh do you sound?
No, it's half posh, half smashy and nicey.
It's all posh. You sound really, really posh. Can I just say thank you very much to your Geek World fan site who found
brilliant.
And
I knew they'd have something to do with it.
It's Jono's birthday. And never have I been more willing to wish happy birthday to Jono and say I like Geek World, because they have got so much Scott Mills platinum that they have discovered about you on their website at the moment.
Now, do you know what? I don't actually have any recordings from that time.
Don't
at
you?
All.
Well, there's another one there. If you press the button, here's the second bit.
It was really embarrassing a while ago, talking about innuendos. I was talking about some cinema tickets you could come into the reception and get, and I said, if you do come into the reception, Maggie will give you one. It's really embarrassing.
Right, okay, stop. Oh, and how we laughed and laughed.
We laughed all the way to the watershed. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a lot more where this has come
from.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Where did the voice come from?
You let me give you one. Shadows. Just whip it out.
No, you're all right.
Here's your...
Podcast.
Some people are actually saying, well, what is your actual accent then? Sean at work in an Netley. Well, there's this one. I do speak like this when I'm not on air, don't I? Now. But I just think what I did when I was very young, which was in these clips, is I didn't really know how to speak on the radio, so I just sounded a bit like that. Do you know what I mean? Tally-ho, Becky.
That's how you sound in the pub.
Yeah, that's after, like, a few drinks.
Mm.
Sean at work says, I sound a bit like Stewie off Family Guy. Okay.
You want to know what I learned this week? Being a grown-up sucks.
Well, that's just about it for me. Back.
This isn't me. This is...
Tomorrow...
This man's just emailed me, by the way.
Third clue on our treasure
hunt. This DJ.
Has he?
And Scott will give you another one a bit later today.
You were. Sorry, we're just having some innuendos in the studio today.
We were just trying.
You want to know what I learned this week? Being a grown-up sucks.
Radio 1 podcast.
I'm really grateful to this, actually. You know, I have a kind of love-hate relationship with Geek World, as you know, but they've done very well on this.
So this is Jono, who runs the unofficialmeals.co.uk site. Thanks for this, Jono. Yeah, cheers. Happy 20th birthday.
They've had a real sort of dig into your past for Scott Mills Platinum.
Good.
And we've obviously discovered how posh you are, right? So I've got a few more.
Not posh.
Yeah, I've got a few more. We think you are. We've got a few more little bits and pieces, right?
I had smoked salmon for breakfast today. That's not posh.
Smoked salmon, scrambled eggs, and you sound posh. Right, so I want to know how much you can remember about your past.
If you knew my past, you'd know how unposh I actually am.
Okay. Oh. It's a little quiz. I want to know how well you're going to... Do you want to tell us more about your past?
Okay.
It's a little quiz, okay?
Okay.
How much can you remember about your past? So, clip number one. If I was to play this... Well, I like the music... I want to know, what do you think you said next?
This is from my local radio days.
Yes.
And the Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities, let's make lots of money.
What did I say next?
Yes.
oh, no. I probably said something about... can I have a clue?
No.
Did I announce another record from the 80s? Let's find out.
And the Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities, let's make lots of money. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, God.
Do you notice, not only have I got a slightly nasal red, but I've also got a lisp.
And I remember, like, the boss at the radio station at the time was like, could you stop? You're doing this with your voice. You need to stop that. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have a lisp. And I clearly do, as you can hear now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, listen, I hate this.
Right, okay. Clip number two, then. Play this.
Right, what's this?
You play this.
Nikki in Stapleton, her two fish have just died. She'd like me to do a proper sort of ceremony on the air here. Well, she had three fish, you see.
Right.
Okay, now what's so special about these fish? Can you remember?
Was it like they... Were they named after people from the radio station or something?
Let's find out.
She had three fish, you see. Hungry, Peter, and Scott. Unfortunately, Peter died a couple of weeks ago, and I died yesterday. So now only Hungry the fish is left, and it's all very sad, really. Anyway, hope you won't miss us too much, and suppose we're waiting for Hungry to pop off now, aren't we, really?
Jeez.
Oh, no. Are you all right?
No.
You got that one right, though.
Yeah.
Big tick there. Those fish, obviously, you obviously remember when people name their pets after you and
it's
stuff.
It's amazing, that kind of, like, helium effect all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, number three.
Oh, no, how many more are there?
Oh, a couple more. Number three.
All right. Okay.
Do you know, I have this problem every single Saturday. What do I do? I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I wonder if you can help me.
Every single Saturday.
So what's the dilemma here, posh boy?
I have to play Simply Red again.
You used to like that?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've no idea.
Let's hear them.
I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I wonder if you can help me. Do I watch Noel Edmonds or do I watch The Gladiators? Every Saturday this happens to me and I'm just torn, to be honest. I really don't know which one to watch.
Am I in some kind of wind tunnel or something there? What's that noise in the background?
Never mind that. How did you solve your dilemma?
Every Saturday this happens to me, and I'm just torn, to be honest.
I think I went for Noel every time, to be honest. Gladiators was never really my thing.
I'm just torn, to be honest.
I'm just torn. Every Saturday this happens to me.
So you always went for Noel, did you? Not The Gladiators?
Yeah. I think I'm a bit James Blunt, isn't it?
Hello.
The old Gladiators came back last night for a duel against the new Gladiators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Really good.
Right. Surely that's it now.
No. One more.
Can we play some more music?
No, one more.
It's 10:53. Scott Mills here. We have Hazard from Richard Marx to come before 11 o'clock today. And also, keep listening because...
Oh.
Because?
Is that my question?
What prize Are you about to give away?
It's 10:53. Scott Mills here. We have Hazard from Richard Marx to come before 11 o'clock today. And also, keep listening because...
Now, I would keep listening just so I could hear Hazard by Richard Marx, wouldn't you?
But what are you going to give away? What's this big prize you're going to give away?
Yeah, we used to give away some real crap on that station. I don't know. Was it like... Was it cinema vouchers?
Let's find out.
They're the brand new chocolate bar from Cadbury's. Details of how you can win them on this programme coming up very soon.
Coming up. So I'm giving her a chocolate bar by the looks of it there.
Dairy milk.
I don't know.
I reckon it would have been a whisper.
Do you reckon?
I reckon, yeah, that's about your
I really don't think it was. This is not the 80s. I think you'll find.
Just.
It's not. This is mid-90s, yeah?
Is
I was young.
Yorkie?
What? Yorkie? It's not a Yorkie, though. No. Shut up.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
You know, on these old clips... By the way, how come none of clips of you have surfaced yet?
Because I don't really think there are any.
I think there is.
I don't think
so. I know there is, in fact.
Do you?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, when you used to be in Manchester. Anyway, let's not get into that. Do I sound like C-3PO? Be honest.
There's a little bit of C-3PO in here, yeah.
We're doomed. We're doomed.
We're doomed.
We're doomed.
They're the brand new chocolate bar from Cadbury's. Details of how you can win them on this programme coming up very soon.
We're doomed.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.